All I want is for you to reveal to me your Victorian secrets. I told her that, she giggled. She sits right in front of me, nailing my cologne, telling me how great I am at exploring depths no man has ever reached, the best she's ever had. Of course she's been touched before, but still my kisses make her fountain erupt with wetness. My touch, she says, tranquilizes in a special kind of way, making I yearn for my...
You make me tingle.
She's not perfect, but just the right kind of fine. A fragrance spikes my brain and plunges me into erotic cravings. I'm like a slave to her lustful impulses, and she's my forbidden fruit. Her being able to taste the skin on my lips gets me rock solid and elongated.
Yeah.
The lust, the crave, the feel, the want. She tries to keep her distance, but the moment is so instinctively alluring. Innocence in her electric eyes gives me mental orgasms, urging our thoughts to tease our bodies, pores to open and souls connect. Just breathe on me and I'll be fine. Kiss me with deep metaphors. Be the astronaut and get me to the moon faster than a rocket. I'm your forbidden fruit. Naked. I'm finding myself in the back of her throat, highs connecting as I watch her grease my instrument with undeniable passion. Oh, passion. I doze when I'm down on her petal, tongue twisting, mumbling gibberish as she watches me swallow her excitement. She's nasty with no restrictions to explore bodily pleasures, holding me tight, clawing me till I'm deep in her sanctuary. Firm, passionate thrusts make her initialize my name with clarity. Love needs an object to receive its affection, to climax and explode in bliss. We sensually used each other. Naked. Naked.